and they're brand new.
I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember Nelson?
Here.
Councilmember Page?
Councilmember Page is excused. So the first order of business today is we're going to issue the oath of office to Christiana De Leon. So if she would like to come up. Maybe I need my glasses.
Okay. I, Christiana De Leon, have been duly elected to the office.
Have been duly elected to the office
of the City of Black Diamond, Council Position Number 5.
Of the City of Black Diamond, Council Position Number 5.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm
that I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully
and impartially.
And impartially
discharge the duties of this office. As prescribed by law,
as prescribed by law,
and to the best of my ability,
and to the best of my ability,
and that I will support and maintain,
and that I will support and maintain
the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Washington,
the Constitution of the State of Washington,
and of the United States of America.
And of the United States of America.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Official.
Congratulations.
Now you get to go sit. So I would entertain a motion for the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. It's now time for public comments. Those persons wishing to address the council, please step up to the podium and state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is anybody wanting to address Jonna?
Jonna Thompson, Black Diamond. I just wanted to thank Councilmember De Leon congratulate is the word, for your appointment tonight. I know you worked really hard during the campaign and talked to a lot of residents, and that's going to bring a lot of value to the council as you move forward, just having a finger on the pulse of the community and an idea about where you'd like to help lead this city. So congratulations. And I also wanted to say to Councilmember Edelman, I know you'll be stepping down. Thank you for your 8 years. Is it eight
Seven.
Years? 7 years. 7 years of service, long time, lot of ups and downs that we've seen during those 7 years. So thank you for all of your work.
Thanks.
So thank you. I think everyone else is sticking around, right? Great. All right. And Councilmember Nelson, this is the first time I've seen you at the dais, so congratulations for you to your appointment, too. So I'm looking forward to good things ahead and just wanted to embrace the moment. So thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Goodwin?
Well, in case I'm not here for your last meeting,
I wanted to just give you a very special thanks. We've been through a lot.
Yeah.
You've been through a whole lot. Yeah. And your service, particularly during the last 3 years, has been incredible. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. Next item on the agenda is our public hearing on our 2020 preliminary budget. Ms. Miller, I think it's on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Tonight is the final public hearing on the 2020 preliminary budget. This has been a long process. It started in August with the departments, and we've had a lot of department meetings with the mayor and staff. We've had four work study meetings, September 26th, October 17th, October 21st, and November 7th. And we've also already had one public hearing on November 21st. So we've had a lot of reviews, but tonight we're here to take public input. I just want to say that the 2020 budget is balanced for all the operating and capital funds, and we're here tonight to take public input and answer any questions.
Okay, is there anyone wanting to get up and testify on the public hearing? Mr. Goodwin.
Well, I like charts and numbers. Yeah. And charts are probably a little better for me than just a whole lot of words. And looking back, I like to look at history and progress to a point and look at trends, as opposed to getting all tied up in the individual numbers. I think that tells, for me anyway, more of a story. So that's what I've tried to do here, to be able to shorten the amount of words you have to listen to me. One of the major accomplishments, I think, over the last decade has been, you probably don't really know how difficult things were even in making payroll as you go back to 2010. And we're not like a normal city in that we don't have a big bank account, big loan process. We don't do that. We're a cash business, which means you've got to maintain a certain amount of money just to make payroll. And you see, if you look at the early years, we didn't have much money in the bank, not even the 10% it's sometimes necessary in order to do that. Thanks to those of you here and your predecessors and really the leadership of Mayor Benson and May Miller, you've made huge progress for the city in moving us from virtually no reserves to a point now where we have a large account in the bank. The outlook, at least the version that I saw, had us actually digging into those reserves a little bit this year, which I thought was kind of unusual, given the trends that we've had, but I'm quite sure that's just your conservatism, May, and I'm sure that we will at least, if not gain a significant ground with the budget that you've got in our reserves, we will at least maintain. So that's what I'm counting on, and therefore won't get into the details. But I do have two things I wanted to focus on, and one is, if you look at the revenues, there's two sources of revenues that are what I call one-time sources. And that means that our sales tax revenue is minuscule compared to any other city, but we made major progress. And where is the increase? Unfortunately, it's in one-time sales tax receipts. One-time meaning the sales tax on the construction materials that are going into the ground, wherever they may be. So I don't know whether that's half a million. I thought you were going to break it out at some point. I'm sure you will.
We will.
But that at least half of that is a one-time revenue. And you spend one-time revenues, and then they're gone. You don't have them again. You can't count on them. So that's important to understand. So how much of this is the one-time revenue? How much is important to make that segregation so we don't spend the one-time, except on capital expenses? The second is community development. That's the other major area in which we have a lot of one-time revenues. And, in fact, most of it's funded by one-time revenues for the permit fees. Now, how many hours did you spend several years ago in building up that?
The fee schedule?
Yeah, the fee schedule was incredible. I mean, anyway, you deserve a huge amount of credit for taking us from, we had no idea in the city where our revenues or what our fee structure was compared to what competitive fee structures with other cities in the area. You brought us, thanks to your efforts, thanks to May's efforts, brought us to a level where we're now at collecting at competitive rates. And that's one of the major reasons that the fee revenues, along with the business activity that we've seen, or the construction activity, not just the MPDs, but elsewhere in the city, that's made a major source of increase. Unfortunately, I'm not sure why, but this year it shows that our costs are the same as our revenue, just about. But what it means is we have two major sources of revenue, significant sources, that may not be there tomorrow, depending on what the economic conditions are. Because unless we have building and a lot of construction materials in which we can earn sale, we don't have the commercial base that would generate what a normal city would have for sales tax revenues or for permit fees. So we can't count on these. Which brings me to really the point that I want to emphasize, which isn't so much the issue of digging into the details of it, but point out that the city's cost to provide our services are increasing at a more significant rate than what we have our major source of revenue from, which is property taxes. So the demand for services are going up at a significant rate, and even more so now that we're having development. What happens, however, is that our property taxes can only go up 1% on the base. Property taxes go up more than 1% on the new construction at the current level, or at least the new buildings, but our ability to raise rates, our ability to raise fees from the property taxes is significantly limited. And so revenue, one-time revenue sources for sales tax, new building construction, we can't count on them to be there, and we should not be spending them. What we ought to be spending those revenues for is for improvements in capital improvements for the projects that are going to make us different than just the congested other little towns that we have around here. We need to be able to afford the money to be able to improve our traffic conditions, to be able to pay for the equipment that police and fire need. So police and fire, more people, police and fire costs are going to go up. We don't have the revenue source to do that. So it's going to get worse, not better, in the near term. So with that, what should we be doing? Number one, all-out focus on attracting commercial business. There should be one focus, not a multiple areas of focus, but if we're going to go after business, we need commercial business. And that doesn't mean apartments. And, for example, I understand that a proposal was made to change zoning on a commercial property to a multifamily property, and that was made before the Planning Commission. That's totally wrong. That's the reverse of what we want to be at. we should be preserving that commercial property because that's what's going to generate the revenue that we need as a city, not additional apartment complexes taking away valuable commercial property. We ought to be charging impact fees for the non-MPD development. The MPDs have a very long list of mitigations that they need to maintain, and I'm sure the city will hold them to that. But the other development that is occurring in town, they pay no impact fees. We need to do that. We need to get there at a priority level. I thought it was included in the comprehensive plan. I think the ability is included in the comprehensive plan, but we aren't getting any impact fees like we do from the MPDs for any development other than that's outside of the MPDs. And there's a lot of development going on around here, as you can tell. And the other is that the MPDs are required, provides for a fiscal impact analysis every 5 years, with Oak Point responsible for funding forecast deficits in police, fire, and other general fund services should they be needed. That's really important. That is at least that part of the city, where the MPDs are, they have to do that fiscal impact analysis. Now, it's my understanding that it is essentially complete at this point in time, and it should be available for review soon. I believe there's a consultant that is looking at that at this point in time. So we have a need to place some strong emphasis on that so that to the extent that because fire costs are going up, police costs are going up at a more significant rate than the funding from property taxes are, we need to rely heavily on that promise with Oak Point that they would fund those deficits to the extent that their revenue was not generating enough revenue in order to fund the additional increases. So very, very important, and I would put it right top of my list if I were you as well. So
you're kind of way over time.
Which is typical. My one point is we could use the alternatives. We could use one-time sources of revenue, just like every other city does. And when times get bad, then everything gets bad, and we don't spend any money on the capital projects. Rather than having the money in the bank so that we can improve the city and keep traffic at a level that we want it to be, efficiency at least, we could do that. So we're not going to go belly up, and the city's not going to go away, but we can do a lot better than that. And there's a path to get there, and I really encourage you to follow it. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to testify for the public hearing?
So my name is Casey Shankland. I've been a Black Diamond resident now for 3 whole weeks.
Welcome.
Thank you. So I don't know the lay of the land, but I heard a couple of things there from this obviously well-informed citizen that I would just really reiterate to council that, number one, with the statutory constitutional limits on, residential property tax values, you're never going to be able to grow your way into a sustainable model. Maple Valley has experienced that just up the road. And I would also just ask and reiterate to really hold on to any of that presently commercially zoned material, because that is the only way any city in our present legislative makeup, what's constitutionally allowed, is going to have any kind of growth, because you can't get there residentially with the statutory caps. You have to do it through sales tax revenue. And I know I'm not telling you anything you haven't heard and don't understand, but I would just really reiterate those points.
Thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Gary?
I just wanted to give Stacy, what was your last name?
I'm sorry, it's
My initials is KC.
KC.
Last name Shankland. S-H-A-N-K.
L-A-N-D.
Land.
Thank you.
So is there anybody else wishing to address council?
Good evening. My name is Bob Stewart. I am a resident of Black Diamond 1 year as of this week. So it's been interesting to become a part of the community. So to echo what's been mentioned here in terms of the impacts of the growth, the concern that I have in just having tried to become a little bit more aware of what's going on, I'm concerned about the potential rezoning of land and setting it up for becoming more residential versus commercial, kind of light industrial, only because part of the whole comprehensive planning process is about maintaining that balance between residential and jobs, which that has impacts on traffic, that has impacts on revenue and taxes. So just trying to keep a very balanced approach to that, having development, pay for development, but also being extremely careful given the rather large kind of burdens put upon this very small, wonderful community of Black Diamond already. I would be very concerned that more just residential, large development, kind of infill growth of development for residential would be kind of a disproportionate burden on this little city. And so just to continue to echo the concerns of the citizens, that's a concern that I have. But also, thank you very much for your service. Appreciate all of it.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public hearing. We have no unfinished business or no new business, so I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
The score now is Seattle 20.